ready to triumph over the challenges in your life? Are you ready to create the life you desire? Radio host Sue London overcame illness, abuse, disease, divorce, and near death. As a spiritual life coach, Reiki master, motivational speaker, and author, Sue's goal is to help millions of people cope, heal, and move forward. Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host Sue London. Host Sue London and her weekly guest will bring you tools, techniques, products, and services that will help you get inspired to create the life you desire. Now, here's your host, Sue London.
I'm Sue London, and you are listening to Get Inspired Radio on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay with us for the next hour, and let us inspire you and help you create the life that you desire. Each week on Get Inspired Radio, we're going to bring you some guests that have overcome challenges, guests who will inspire you, and guests who will share tools and techniques to help you create the life that you desire. Connect with me after the show through AskSueLondon.com. That address again, folks, is AskSueLondon.com. I really appreciate and I love to hear your comments about the show and how the different segments are inspiring you to create the life that you desire. Now, I have to share with you. I have a new nickname, and my husband would probably kill me by saying this live on the show. But my husband and I just came back from a wonderful trip in Mount Tremblant, Quebec, Canada. And I have to say a very special merci. For any of you that don't know French, that's thank you. To Connie and Leonard for taking such great care of us while we were at our condo. If you ever have a chance, folks, be sure and visit Mount Tremblant, Quebec, Canada. It is absolutely a beautiful place. There's mountains in the Laurentian Mountains. It's beautiful for hiking. My husband and I walked 10 miles every other day. It was fantastic. And in the off days, we were swimming. So I was saying to our producer before the show, you can call me Skinny Sue now because we just did so much exercise. So it was really a great trip. So guys, if you ever have a chance looking for somewhere to travel, make sure you check out Mount Tremblant, Quebec, Canada. Now, I have some news to share with you. This month, I am the featured wow gal in a wonderful online magazine called Women of Worth. You can check out that issue at the website womenofworthmagazine.yolasite.com. And more news, my book, Soar Above It All, is featured on Spirited Woman Top 12 Summer Books Pick List. This is quite an honor for me to learn more about my book and to purchase a copy. You can go to my website, Soar Above It All. The book is Soar Above It All, and you go to the website, AskSueLondon.com, under the book tab. So check it out and make sure you check out that magazine site. Now, on to the show today. Our show is about overcoming adversities, the ability to heal ourselves, the power of forgiveness, and what we can each do to make the world a better place. The topic of our show today is overcoming abuse and healing the spirit. And my special guest today is Marion White. Marion White is born and raised on a farm on the prairies of North Dakota. It was there that she acquired her Midwestern work ethic and her philosophy of helping others. She's passionate and outspoken about the need for radical changes in the way we view children and parenting. Little Madhouse on the Prairie relays the story of her life, and it is the basis of her commitment to this work. She founded and manages the Angel Heart Foundation, a nonprofit organization with a vision that all children deserve a safe and just world. To learn more about Marion, her book, Little Madhouse on the Prairie, and her foundation, I really encourage you folks to check out her website, Marion Witt. That's Marion, MarionWitte.com. So, Marion, welcome to Get Inspired Radio.
Thank you, Sue. It's an honor to be with you and your listeners today.
Now, let me ask you before we get started, did I pronounce your last name right or wrong?
Well, it's okay, Sue. I answer to a lot of different names. It's actually witty. So.
Oh, my gosh. I did it again. Okay. I'm starting to get a reputation for doing these last names wrong. So I apologize for that. But it is Marion Witte, folks.
Witte, correct. Thank you.
Good. Now, before we get started, listeners, I want to encourage you to call in, because today you have the opportunity to ask Marion your questions. Now, the number that you're going to call into the show, the switchboard number, is 800-930-2819. You can also ask your questions through the instant feedback area on the homepage on the website transformationtalkradio.com. So call your questions in, folks. Ask your questions through the instant feedback area, and let's get started. Now, Marion, your book, you've had a pretty rough childhood, to say the least. Can we start off by you sharing a bit about your personal story with your childhood? Can we start there?
Yes, that's a good place.
Okay.
I was raised, as you mentioned, on the prairies in North Dakota in a rural environment, rather isolated, as a lot of, agricultural communities are. So we didn't have close neighbors or a close town. So, and I was also raised in the Midwest, and my heritage is of ethnic backgrounds that are not necessarily emoting of, strong emotions. So I think the stage was set for, my childhood.
Yeah.
And also there was, as I started to look into the background, there were also generations of behavior in my family. So all of this culminated in a childhood that was, relatively traumatic. It was filled with abuse, physical, emotional, sexual, and this went on for, many years, and really was to a great extent the foundation for the adult that I became. And then needed to, as I realized the impact of that, the journey that I needed to take to heal from that. And that resulted then in me writing a book about it, which started as my own personal healing, but ultimately became much bigger and became my gift to others that have had similar experiences.
Well, and don't you find, like I've mentioned this many times on the show before, when I wrote my story of overcoming challenges, Soar Above It All, I found it to be very healing for me because I was really coming to terms and getting it out and being honest about everything. Did you not find when you wrote your book too, it was very healing for you in so many ways?
Yes, it was. I'm going to be honest. It was painful to do it, it was very healing because it was the first time in my life that I really spoke my truth and my authentic truth and got it out in such a way that I could, release it. So it is. That's how the book started. It became part of journaling for my own healing. Absolutely, what happened, Sue.
And now, for the sake of our listeners, can you share who was your abusers?
I grew up in a family that was suffered from major dysfunction. So both my mother and my brother were physically abusive to me. Mm-hmm. There were other family members that were sexually abusive. And my father, who was an alcoholic, had abandoned us. So there were a lot of dynamics, a lot of layers, kind of a lot of things coming at me as a little girl.
Yeah, for sure. Folks, if you've just tuned in, I'm your host, Sue London, on Get Inspired Radio. And today we have Marion Witte here discussing overcoming abuse and healing the spirit. I want to remind everyone that you can call in and ask Marion your questions today. So the number you call is 800-930-2819. And as a reminder, you can also ask your questions through the instant feedback area on the homepage on TransformationTalkRadio.com website. Now, we have about another minute before we have to go to commercial break. But Marion, what advice do you have for others who have suffered from childhood abuse who are becoming or are currently parents? What would you, and can you answer that? Start answering it in about a minute.
Okay. First of all, if you have had experiences in your childhood that were negative, I want to pose the suggestion to you that if you have not healed from them or dealt with them, they are impacting your behavior as adult, and a lot of it is very unconscious or subconscious. And there's a strong possibility then that you are impacting your children in not the most positive way that you could. So I like to say to people, you know, if we haven't dealt with our own stuff, and most of it happens in childhood, we can have the best intentions in the world to be the greatest parent, but there is almost something that becomes an encoding in us, in our being and in our DNA, and
for
we can pass that on to our children without having any intention or desire, only because we aren't aware.
Absolutely. And can I get you to hold the thought, because we've got so much more to talk about that question. Folks, you're listening to Get Inspired Radio with Sue London and my guest, Marion Witte. We're going to take a quick break right now, and when we come back, we're going to explore more about how you can overcome abuse and create the life that you desire. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Are you ready to triumph over the challenges in your life? Are you ready to create the life you desire? Radio host of the hit show, Get Inspired, Sue London, overcame illness, abuse, disease, divorce, and near death. As a spiritual life coach, Reiki master, motivational speaker, and author, Sue's goal is to help millions of people cope, heal, and move forward. Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host, Sue London. Host Sue London and her weekly guest will bring you tools, techniques, products, and services that will help you get inspired to create the life you desire. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com every Thursday at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern to be inspired by radio host Sue London and her guest to help you create the life you desire. For more details, please visit AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com. Saskia Rowell came to America with five children and one suitcase to follow her dream. She is a soul empowerment coach and best-selling author. Do you want to find your soulmate, the job of your life, or simply thrive? Let Saskia teach you how to turn adversities into adventures and how to live your ideal life. Go to YourSoulGuidance.com and enter to win a free session with Saskia. That website again is YourSoulGuidance.com.
Transforming the world one listener at a time.
Gloria Messenger is a spiritual artist and angel messenger. Her life mission is to celebrate the joy of angel love and deliver your personal message. She helps others open to their angel connection. Gloria's angel portraits offer empowering daily inspiration. To commission your angel portrait, call 905-468-5529. That's 905-468-5529. Or visit www.theangelmessenger.com.
Inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker, Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Back on Get Inspired Radio with Sue London. My guest today is Marion Witte, and the topic is overcoming abuse and healing the spirit. Now, before we went to the break, Marion was giving advice for those who have suffered from childhood abuse, who are becoming or are currently parents. Marion, can I get you to give some examples of, you know, maybe some situations that the parents are passing down to their kids or what they're doing? Because they may not be aware of it, right?
Right. I can, you know, speak from my personal experience. And one of the things that I did is, I called it reverse parenting. I did everything entirely different than my parents did, thinking that that was going to be just great because I didn't like the way that I was parented. And I realized the fallacy of that because, you know, obviously parents are doing the best they can. So there were things that my parents did that were good. Because I chose to do everything differently, I became very, very overprotective of my daughter. And so I protected her from people and experiences that I thought I was doing the best thing for her because I had not been protected at all. And because I didn't really start my healing until my daughter was a teenager, I realized as I started that process looking back, that was not in her best interest. Children need to take their own risks, make their own mistakes, have their own experiences. And I believe, well, I don't believe, I know that I denied her some of those experiences in her life out of my desire. My intention was to protect her, yet it was not in the healthiest way. And that's because I wasn't a healthy person when my daughter was in her, you know, early childhood. And I admit that today.
And, you know, I watched a TV show. It was on weight loss. It was a fitness show. I can't think of the name. It's here in Canada. And this personal trainer was working with this family. And the daughter was like 300 pounds, age 12. And they were trying to get the root cause of why she was so big. And the mother, in her childhood, had been raped and sexually abused. And the same thing, she thought she could protect her daughter. She made this mission to protect her daughter. And what she did, she kept force feeding her daughter. She was giving her everything that is bad for her. Subconsciously, she thought it was good. Consciously, she thought it was good, but subconsciously, it was like heavy fried food, high calorie food. And at the end of the show, after her working with counselors and that, it came out that she was trying to make her daughter not be desirable so she wouldn't be sexually abused and raped in that. So again, there's another situation, another example of how you think you're doing the right thing when your childhood comes back to haunt you, right?
Absolutely. And I think, you know, the therapeutic community would say that, you know, what we do outwardly, the 10% that we're consciously doing is 10% of what we're doing. The 90% that we're not really thinking about that is impact, it's in our brain, it's coming out in, you know, odd ways. That's where we are impacting not only ourselves, but other people. And so we can think in our head, I'm doing well, I'm doing the best I can, this is good for my child. But if we're bringing that 90% of unconscious and subconscious behavior in, if we want to be a really good parent, we need to explore that in ourselves, I believe.
I agree with you totally. And that's, you know, for me, I went through challenges in my childhood with my parents. And I was never hugged as a child from my parents, never told I was loved. And it's my mission. Like, I hug every child, and they know how I feel about them. My children get so embarrassed because I'm always yelling, I love you, sweetheart, you know, as I'm dropping them off, you know, when they were in high school. And that's a bad thing. If any of you new parents, teenagers don't like being told I love you as you're yelling out the window in front of their friends. But, you know, that was my thing. You know, I wanted to make sure that every child felt loved. So it is true. Your childhood does affect how you parent, for sure. Now, can you, before we go any further, Marion, I want you to share your website with everyone, can you? So they can check you out, because your book is there, your foundation in that.
Yeah, you can go to my, you know, personal website, which is marionwitty.com. You gave that one before. You can find out about the book at Little Madhouse on the Prairie, all one word, Little madhouseontheprairie.com. Mm-hmm. There you can read information about the book. There's excerpts. There's a photo gallery and lots of things. And then also the ways to purchase the book, the best ways on one of the online sites like Amazon or Amazon Canada or Barnes & Noble. There's okay. several ways to purchase it. The foundation yeah. site, which is very exciting, it's angelheartfoundation.org.
Okay.
angelheartfoundation.org, all runs together. And okay. we are in the process of totally redesigning it for our new purpose and mission. So right
okay.
now it carries the mission of child advocacy, but in 2 weeks it's going to be entirely different, and I'm very excited okay. about that.
Good, good. Okay, so let's go back because I want to talk about the foundation later on in the show. But let me ask you, where did you find help to work through the pain of your childhood abuse? Because I know we've got a lot of people listening right now, and they're like, okay, you know what? Maybe I'm doing this with my kids. Now, where do I turn for help? So what do you say to those people?
You know, I'm a big believer in finding what works for you. I explored a lot of techniques, a lot uh-huh. of what we call modalities. I use traditional therapy. I used yeah. talk therapy with counselors.
Uh-huh.
I used hypnotherapy, regression therapy,
uh-huh.
A variety of body energy work. I did residential treatment. I even worked with a shaman. I happen to uh-huh. be an inquisitive person, as you can tell. So
yes.
I
yeah.
used whatever tool or technique kind of came across my path. I
uh-huh.
explored it, and I discovered that each and every one was effective for me at wherever I was in my healing process.
Okay.
I also explored a lot of self-help, reading books, going to seminars. It seemed for me, and I can only speak for my healing, that the deeper
yeah.
I went into my healing, I needed to explore different types of techniques. So.
Yeah.
My feeling is, you know, there are great books that are available on this
uh-huh.
topic, and that's where I really started, was that right book came across my path about abuse, and I read it and was in denial for, you know, a few years that that was really me.
Uh-huh.
Sometimes the seed has to be planted.
Absolutely.
And then it grows and it's ready to be harvested. So
uh-huh.
I am a believer in whatever technique you can find. Sometimes
uh-huh.
talking to someone else about it,
uh-huh.
A trusted reliable person
mm-hmm.
Can be very helpful. It seems because abuse and neglect and some of the trauma has so many layers to it that lots of people need to explore different types of healing, because sometimes
mm-hmm.
it isn't just our head, it's our heart. We hold it
yeah.
in our bodies. So
yeah.
I never try and tell anyone exactly what to do. I
mm-hmm.
in my book I talk about the things that I did.
Mm-hmm.
And I just say, you know, it's never too early or late, but you do have to start. That's the key.
Absolutely. And, you know, folks, you're talking about our future here. It's your children. It's our future of the world, that it's make that your strength or your reason for healing yourself, because when you heal yourself, you're such an example to your children, and it's so important to, you know, give the best you can to your children, make, you know, give them a great foundation and help them grow to be, you know, fantastic adults in that. And yeah, you just go with it. And
if I can add to that,
yeah,
too,
yeah, for sure,
this is what I say to people. You know, if you your legacy isn't going to be how much money is in your bank account.
Yep.
It's not going to be your job. It's not
yep.
going to be anything else. It's
yep.
your children. And
yes.
if you want to participate in changing this world and creating
yep.
a more kind and loving world, then help to create more kind and loving children by
yes.
healing yourself. Because
yep.
when you heal yourself, you heal those around you. That will be the best legacy you can give this planet.
And you know, folks, as you're listening to Marion, and after you read her book, I can tell you personally, I've had many conversations with Marion, and for what she has gone through in her life, I can tell you she has done a lot of work. So you cannot tell where your life was in your past. You have done a lot of work, Marion. You are a very confident, positive person now. And I have to tell you, I'm very proud of you for doing that work, because that's been a really long journey for you, hasn't it?
Yes, it's been decades. Thank you for acknowledging it.
Yeah. Well, and guys, please, I can't say this enough. It's so important to work on yourself. And I know for me, every time I grow, and gosh, years ago when I was in school, I used to throw up on teachers' desks when they said I had to, you know, say a speech or something. Now, here I am, a radio host, a motivational speaker, and my kids have seen me go from being so shy and inside, that as they see when I grow, I'm seeing them do new things, and I'm their example and their following. So that's just here in my home, like with the London family. So be aware of, you know, where you are and how are your children mirroring you. That's really important. Marion, we're going to take a little break here again. When we come back, I want you to give the most important lessons that you can share with our listeners, okay?
So
we'll get you to do that. I'm Sue London, and you're listening to Get Inspired Radio, folks. When we come back, Mary is going to guide you with the steps to overcome abuse and heal your spirit. Now, as a reminder, you can call in and ask Marion your questions. I encourage it today, guys. So the number you can call, the switchboard is 800-930-2819. And you can also ask your questions through the instant feedback area on the homepage on TransformationTalkRadio.com website. And be sure to check out my website, AskSueLondon.com. And be sure to pick up your own copy of my life story, Soar Above It All, Overcoming Adversities in Life. Stay tuned, folks. We're going to be right back.
Are you ready to triumph over the challenges in your life? Are you ready to create the life you desire? Radio host of the hit show, Get Inspired, Sue London, overcame illness, abuse, disease, divorce, and near death. As a spiritual life coach, Reiki master, motivational speaker, and author, Sue's goal is to help millions of people cope, heal, and move forward. Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host, Sue London. Host Sue London and her weekly guest will bring you tools, techniques, products, and services that will help you get inspired to create the life you desire. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com every Thursday at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern to be inspired by radio host Sue London and her guest to help you create the life you desire. For more details, please visit AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com. Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to AspireMag.net today. No purchase necessary, and live an inspired life. Gloria Messenger is a spiritual artist and angel messenger. Her life mission is to celebrate the joy of angel love and deliver your personal message. She helps others open to their angel connection. Gloria's angel portraits offer empowering daily inspiration. To commission your angel portrait, call 905-468-5529. That's 905-468-5529. Or visit www.theangelmessenger.com. Welcome to Anagallis Herbs, a quirky company that believes Mother Earth gives us everything we need to heal our bodies naturally. We believe if you can't put it in your body, you shouldn't be putting it on your body. Our beautiful face creams and body salves are a treat for your skin and your soul. Our baby products are delightfully effective and non-toxic. You can find our products online at anagallis.com or call our master herbalist, 925-337-5229. Anagallis Herbs. If you can't put it in your body, you don't put it on your body.
8 out of 10 people suffer from chronic lower back pain. Are you one of them? Finally, a simple, inexpensive way you can stop the pain at home. It's called the Vacupractor. The Vacupractor's unique patented method uses vacuum pressure and leverage targeting only the lumbar region. You'll get guaranteed results or your money back. And it's far less than a trip to the doctor's office. Finally, a back pain treatment that works.
For more information about the Vacupractor or to order yours, call 800-676-9320 or visit vacupractor.com.
We're back on Get Inspired Radio with Sue London. And I have Marion Witte here today, and we're talking about overcoming abuse and healing the spirit. Now, before break, we were just starting to touch on some important lessons. Marion, what are three of the most important lessons that you can share with our listeners? I think this is very important.
Well, thank you for asking that ahead of time so I had a chance to kind of make some notes here. There's lots of lessons I can share, at least for all from my personal experiences, but it gave me a chance to kind of put three down that I think are probably at the top of the list. First of all, I'd like your listeners to understand that what happens to you during your childhood matters, and I put the emphasis on matters.
Yeah.
If you've had any negative experiences as a child that affected you, and it doesn't make any difference how large or how small they were, pain is pain. If you've had those experiences, you may be holding on to the emotions of those experiences, either psychologically, emotionally, or oftentimes physically. I found that to be true.
Yeah.
And I need to let the listeners know that these feelings and emotions that are related to those experiences, the experiences may be gone, but those feelings and emotions do not go away magically when we enter this time that we call adulthood. One of the phrases that kind of drives me crazy as well, they're just kids and they'll get over it. You don't just get over it. So that would be the first lesson. What happened to you matters, and it doesn't naturally and organically just dissipate as you get older. Second, I want to let people know that you're not alone in your pain here. You are. We think we're alone because we carry these deep, dark secrets, and no one else speaks out, and there's a lot of tribal influence not to speak out, so we think that we are different and damaged. And I want to let people know, based on the work I do, that there are really, literally millions of adults who, as children, didn't get the love and the care and the nurturing that they not only needed, but that they deserved. And a lot of people carry the shame and the guilt about what happened themselves. And I need to let people know that you are not responsible for what happened to you as a child. You are not responsible for what happened to you. On the flip side of that, what you are responsible for now, I believe, as an adult, is the need to acknowledge that those experiences happened, to process the any related negative emotions about them in a healthy way, and then move on so that you can create the kind of fulfilling and peaceful life that you want and, believe me, that you deserve. And then lastly, I think, as I say in my book, I open it with, it's not the truth that will hurt you, it's the lies. And a lot of people, the saying, you're only as sick as your secrets is kind of the same way that people make that statement. When we try and avoid our story, our life, because our stories and our experiences are our life, when we try and avoid them or negate them or not bring them into, you know, our consciousness, we do that because we try and protect ourselves. And more than often not, we're trying to protect our family. It's very interesting. Yeah. But when we do that, we're not being authentic to who we are. And ultimately, if you're not being authentic, you will have a difficult time reaching your potential. So I know from my own personal experiences, it takes a lot of courage to speak up. It really does.
Oh, absolutely.
And there are repercussions. I'm not going to lead your listeners to think that it's a piece of cake, because there can be repercussions from this. And I'm not going to suggest that the healing process is every piece of it is easy, because it's not.
No.
But what I can say, having gone through years of the process of finally speaking up and reliving and letting go and getting to a place of forgiveness, which is crucial here for me, I've come to a point in my life where I would rather have people dislike me for telling the truth than liking me for living a lie that makes their life easier.
Yeah, that's such good lessons to teach. Now, let me ask you, because I know for me, my childhood was nothing like yours. It was more the emotional abuse. And I found that I grew up having a lot of worthy issues, feeling I wasn't deserving. I was an only child. And I thought, you know, well, why do I not have this or this kind of thinking, right? Did you go through that feeling you didn't deserve, that you weren't worth it?
I did. And I just want to point out there that, you know what, I, having had different physical abuse, I will tell you it's the emotional abuse that lasts forever. So I'm not negating physical abuse, but the biggest area of abuse is emotional abuse.
Because you don't see it.
That you don't see it, and it's the one that leaves the wounds that you can't see. Yeah. I have found for myself and for all the people that I talk to, lack of self-esteem and lack of worth or deserving is a chronic issue with children that have suffered whatever form of mistreatment they suffered. We think we're the center of the universe as children, so we think that everything that happened was our fault. We were responsible. That's what we do. Self-esteem issues are at the core of a lot. They are a result of mistreatment, and they're at the core of a lot of our adult problems.
Now, I know for me, one of the things that really helped me, because, I mean, I don't have those issues anymore, but I like you mentioned, I had to do a ton of work on myself. And one of the exercises, I don't know if you did this, but listeners, this is really was beneficial for me and may help you. I was working with someone, and he said, I want you to get in front of a mirror and do the self-talk. And I want you to get in front of that mirror and say, Sue, I love you. Do you know I could not do that? It took me 3 weeks of every time going in that bathroom, looking in the mirror, I was like, no, I can't do it. And finally, you know, once I was able to do that and say, oh, I love you, you're a great person, you know, now I get in there and it's like, oh, look at you, you know, Sue, you're so great, you got a great hair day. My kids just shake their head. It's like, Mom, you're so weird. But that took me so long to be able to do that, and it was so healing for me. Are you aware of that exercise? Did you do something similar?
Yes. And I can just feel the kind of pain coming up in myself when you talk about it, because it still is, even as much work and as far as I've come, it's still an issue for me today. Even looking in the mirror, having my picture taken, and I don't care what level of success or accolades, whatever you've done, none of that matters if you don't feel good about yourself. So
absolutely.
It's still a struggle. I would suggest listeners try that and see what the reaction is, because it's quite telltale about how you feel about yourself.
And then you know what else I had to do? Another technique was that I wrote a lot of total truth letters. Are you aware of those, what those are?
Yeah.
For our listeners, what these are, I had a lot of negative feelings, you know, what I've been through. And to let me to release all of that, I wrote these what are called total truth letters. And what you do is you sit down and you write who you have an issue with. We've talked about it on the show before. And, you know, if it's your parents, what you do is you put all of your emotions that you felt, and then you get it all out. And you'll find that as you're writing, your neat writing is probably going to go like chicken scratch, and you'll tear the paper with the anger coming out and that. I found that I don't know how many letters I wrote them, but after you write them, you don't save them. You tear them up or you burn them right away, and it's a great way for releasing. I went through abuse with my first husband, and I wrote him 39 letters just to get that out. So that just gives you, you know, an idea of how many you may or may not write. But that's another technique, listeners, that you can try. Now, is there another technique maybe that you can think of I haven't thought about? Marianne,
I love the journaling idea. I love the letter ideas. There's something about connecting your brain with your hands and your emotions and putting it on paper. There's something freeing there. A lot of people will use music or art or theater, any place where you can kind of express, you're expressing things that you are holding in and have not felt that you are in a comfortable place to be able to express.
Yeah,
so
I
think it's finding whatever that thing for you is, where you're comfortable and where you feel safe to be able to speak your truth. And that would be my only caution with listeners, is that if you're going to be speaking to someone or telling your story, make sure you have a credible witness in front of you so that you don't get re-injured. That's a caution I would just
Yeah, for sure. And I know, like, after I went through divorce with my first husband because of the way he was, I knew I had a lot of work to do on myself before I would get into another relationship. So keep that in mind, too, folks. And now I have Mr. Right, and he's like Mr. Right in every way, so it can happen for you. Marion, we are out of time, my friend. I want you to share your personal website with everyone. Can you one more time?
Yes, Marion Witte, MarionWitte.com, and that will lead you to all the other websites.
Good. And there, we didn't have time to talk about it. She's got a great foundation called the Angel Heart Foundation. And when you are at her website, check out her book, Little Madhouse on the Prairie, a true life story of overcoming abuse and healing the spirit. And folks, I can tell you firsthand, this lady has been doing tremendous work. Marion, I can't say enough of how much I'm proud of you for, you know, coming forward with what you've been through, sharing that to help other people. So you are truly, truly a gift to many in our world. And thank you for doing what you're doing.
Thank you, Sue, for having me on. And I wish your listeners health, happiness, healing, and abundance, everything that is their birthright and what they deserve.
Great. Well, thank you for being here. And this is Sue London on Get Inspired Radio. We got to take a quick break. And when we return, I'm going to share some tips to help you create the life you desire. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Eight out of 10 people suffer from chronic lower back pain. Are you one of them? Finally, a simple, inexpensive way you can stop the pain at home. It's called the Vacupractor. The Vacupractor's unique patented method uses vacuum pressure and leverage targeting only the lumbar region. You'll get guaranteed results or your money back. And it's far less than a trip to the doctor's office. Finally, a back pain treatment that works.
For more information about the Vacupractor or to order yours, call 800-676-9320 or visit vacupractor.com.
We are living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of the Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat, and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host@transformationtalkradio.com.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker, Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Do you dream of being on The Amazing Race? Well, here's your chance. Grab a friend and prepare for an exhilarating race around the city when City Solve Urban Race comes to your city. Teams of two will solve clues and face fun challenges while racing around the city. The winning team gets $300 and a chance to be in the Las Vegas Championship race to compete for a grand prize of $5,000. Not only will you have a ton of fun, you'll also be helping a good cause. A portion of the proceeds will benefit a local charity. To start racing, go to City RadySolveUrbanRace.com.
Are you ready to triumph over the challenges in your life? Are you ready to create the life you desire? Radio host of the hit show, Get Inspired, Sue London, overcame illness, abuse, disease, divorce, and near death. As a spiritual life coach, Reiki master, motivational speaker, and author, Sue's goal is to help millions of people cope, heal, and move forward. Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host, Sue London. Host Sue London and her weekly guest will bring you tools, techniques, products, and services that will help you get inspired to create the life you desire. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com every Thursday at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern to be inspired by radio host Sue London and her guest to help you create the life you desire. For more details, please visit AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
On Get Inspired Radio with Sue London. I have personally gone through illness, disease, divorce, near death, and I was given just 30 minutes to live in my life. Not only did I survive, heal, and move forward, but I've soared above it all, and I've created a wonderful new life that I desire. I've taken all my past challenges, and I've turned them into a successful career of helping others create the life that they desire through my radio show, speaking events, coaching programs, and my books. And now I'm here to help you get there also. I encourage you to visit my website, AskSueLondon.com, to learn how I can help you. And as a motivational speaker, I'm available to come to your area to inspire your group. To connect with me through my website, AskSueLondon.com. That's spelled AskSueLondon.com. Now, we've been talking on the show today about helping children by helping ourselves. I want to share a couple of great tools for you to do with your children or to do with the children that you may work with. Now, this first tool is called a vision board. Now, not only can a vision board help you to set goals, but it can also tell you where your child's mindset is. I want to share a story with you before I give you the steps on how to do this board. A while back, I was asked to go into a Girl Guide camp to teach the girls how to do a vision board. And in advance of going in, the Girl Guide leader shared with me how there was one girl that was really emotionally different than she had been in other years. And they just didn't know how to help her. The leaders did not know what was happening at home, and they just couldn't understand it. In the past, this girl was very quiet, loving, and she was very supportive of others. And then she came back in the new year, and she was angry, she was violent, and bully-like. The leaders just didn't know how to help her. So I took the kids through the process of doing a vision board. Now, a vision board can tell you a lot of where a child's emotional state is. If they're depressed, the words will be negative. They will be words like hate, ugly, and the pictures they choose will often be in the blacks, whites, and grays. So keep that in mind when you're doing this project with a child. So what happened, I had the girls do their board. I suggested that, you know, they cut out words and pictures, and they were going to put them in different areas on the board. And then what, with their permission, they were going to share about their board. So each child was so excited, they wanted to share their board. And as they were going around the circle, each girl, they were, you know, one by one, they shared very happy, bright, positive boards. Then when it came time for the girl who was in question here, her board was black and white and gray colors. The words were very negative that she used. And under the family area on the board, she had only eyes showing, and there was tears flowing down with the word dad underneath it. So I asked her if she would mind sharing what that meant. And she shared that her dad had died a couple months earlier, and she was very upset about it. She didn't want to make her mom cry anymore by telling her how sad she truly was and how much she missed her. Instead, she buried her feelings. Now, when she buried her feelings, this is where the anger came out and all these negative feelings. That explained everything to us. So at the end of the meeting, the leader and I went over to the mother, and we told her about the experience of doing the board, and that just really opened the mother's eyes, and it then encouraged her to get help for her daughter, and her daughter went on to get help that she needed, and she did go on to, you know, dealing with the whole death of her father and that whole process. So a vision board can tell you so much. Now, here's how you do it. You, like I said, get a Bristol board. You can cut one in half if you're on a budget and, you know, you do it a parent and a child. I recommend that. I've done them with my kids. And what you're going to do is, get, you know, go through stacks of magazines or use your computer and you cut out words and pictures of what you want in the different areas on your life. Now, what you do is you arrange these words and pictures on your board under these following categories. The first category is mind, body, soul. The next area is career, if you're a parent or an adult. And the other slash area, if you're a child, is school. Okay, so career, school for the second area. And the third area where you would put your words and pictures is under the family area. And this is where this girl just put the eyes with the tears coming down. And then finally, the other area is fun. And I found with my children, they were putting different vacation spots because we have so much fun on trips that we go on. So if you want more details about that, you can go to my fan page, Facebook page, and you'll see these details on there as well again, just if you didn't have time to write that down. Now, this is a great tool that you can do together with your children, and it will tell you a lot. And I found that doing this process with my kids, it was a really terrific way of opening up communication channels. So keep that in mind. Now, the second tool I want to give you is a positive thoughts affirmation coloring book. This is a book that I've actually produced myself. I actually did this with my youngest daughter. This book can be found on my website, AskSueLondon.com, under the Books tab. The book is called Rocky's Positive Thoughts Coloring Book. And this is a great book used by teachers, parents, doctors, social workers, and counselors. This book, how it works is there's an affirmation on one side and there's a picture on another side. And the idea is that the child sit down with an adult and simply color. They're in a very safe environment. Every adult has shared with me how amazing the children were at opening up and sharing their issues. It was like they forgot that they were, you know, even had issues. They just, you know, didn't even think. They started sharing right away. And I can tell you, I've had so many emails come, children writing to me, sharing how their cancers have gone into remission just as a result of saying the positive thinking and affirmations. And children who were being bullied and abused shared of their pain. So I encourage you, check out the book on my website, AskSueLondon.com, under the Books tab. Now, when you're at my website, be sure to check out my calendar. I've got lots of media interviews coming up, as well as public appearances and presentations that you can be a part of. So, folks, again, that website is AskSueLondon.com. And as I mentioned in the beginning of the show, this month I am the featured wow gal in a wonderful online magazine called Women of Worth. Check that issue out at womenofworthmagazine.yolasite.com. And finally, my book, Soar Above It All, is featured on Spirited Women Top 12 Summer Books Pick List. Purchase your copy of my book, Soar Above It All, on my website, AskSueLondon.com, under the book tab. Now, we've been talking about visualization. Folks, I need to have your help here. When the show's over today, my daughter is in the process of buying her first house, and I'm going to be having my grandson coming here. Yes, I'm a grandmother, 5-year-old little boy, and I'm getting their dog. So that will mean we're going to have 4 dogs in our house. Now, many of you are aware that I'm a huge animal lover, but the deal is that I'm going to have this dog, beautiful, cute little girl named Mia, until the my daughter's condo sells. So I need you all to help me with this. I need you to visualize that my daughter gets her apartment sold quickly so Mia can go back home. So help me with that, and I appreciate your help, and I thank you in advance for that. Now, we've had a great show today, and I want to thank my very special guest today, Marion Witte, for being here with us. I want to thank you all for tuning in to Get Inspired Radio. Please join me every Thursday at 6 p.m. Eastern Time and 3 p.m. Pacific Time. Next week on Get Inspired Radio, my special guest is Charmaine Hammond. All you animal lovers are going to love this segment. Charmaine wrote a book about her lovable but very unpredictable dog, Toby, which is now becoming a movie. And during the show next week, she's going to tell you all about it. On behalf of my guest, Marion Witte, and myself, Sue London, we wish you much love and many blessings. To inspiring you next week.
You've been listening to Get Inspired with Sue London. If you've missed any part of this program or would like to find out more about Sue London and how to get inspired, please visit AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com. Tune in to Get Inspired every Thursday on TransformationTalkRadio.com at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern to be inspired by radio host Sue London and her guest to help you create the life you desire.